on BBC Radio Manchester.
Always interesting, always insightful, always enlightening in the spotlight. That's Ian tonight from 6. Now, a campaign to bring a statue of Yuri Gagarin to Manchester has taken a new twist. Sir Patrick Moore and the Nobel Prize-winning physicist André Geim are among those to get behind the campaign for a Manchester memorial to the first man in space. But campaigners say that although the council has supported their idea, they have had to look elsewhere for funding. One of those campaigners is Gurbir Singh, and he joins me now. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thank you for spending time with us. First and foremost, as a Mancunian, admire Mr. Gagarin, though I do. He only came here once. Why does he warrant a statue in Manchester, sir?
Well, you know, of all the places he went to in the UK, and he only went to Manchester outside London, the place that he enjoyed the most, from what he wrote after his visit, was meeting the working people of Manchester. And he visited the Metropolitan Vicars Foundry in Trafford Park, along with the Amalgamated Union Foundry Workers' headquarters in Old Trafford, and, of course, the reception at the Town Hall at the Lord Mayor.
So the statue is as much about what Gagarin thought of Manchester as it is about what Manchester thinks of Gagarin, then?
Well, you know, Manchester has a very long tradition in science and technology and engineering. And indeed, you mentioned Professor Geim and his colleague, Professor Novoselov, who discovered graphene, won the Nobel Prize and last year. And I'm sure, you know, in 50 years' time, if I'm still around, there will be, if their findings, as predicted, come to fruition, they're likely to have a statue of their own because of the remarkable effect of their findings. And Gagarin, his achievement is an achievement for all of mankind. And the fact that he came to Manchester, I think it should be something that's remembered and marked.
So what has stalled the process, Gabriel? Why has the statue not yet sort of, I don't know, been commissioned or a site not been found? What's the hold-up?
Well, the statue exists. It's in London. It's already been paid for. It was paid for by the Roscosmos, which is the Russian equivalent of NASA. The current limitation on its location in London means that it's going to move by July next year. And because Manchester was the only place that Gagarin came to outside London, Manchester seems to be a very natural place for it to go. And that's indeed what a lot of the people who signed the online petition at astrotalkuk.org have been saying. The problem has been with the minimal cost, and I'm not quite sure how much that will be, but it's just a matter of taking it up from where it is, transporting it to Manchester, and then locating it at some place within Manchester. And think of all the places that would benefit from this. For example, Piccadilly train station, Manchester Airport, the Trafford Centre, the Arundel Centre. All of these places will be able to be the home for one of an exceptional piece of Soviet art, something that would be very unique in the whole of the country.
If you say it has to move by, did you say June next year it's got to be moved by?
July.
July. If by July we haven't got our act together, will it go somewhere else? Will we miss out?
Well, at the moment it's not quite clear who else is in the process. But there's certainly a remote possibility that if nobody else picks this up, that there's a chance that it will end up in a storeroom collecting dust somewhere, in perhaps a cellar in London somewhere.
Which would be rather sad, really. I mean, it was interesting, though, that you said you're not quite sure how much this process will cost, because you're looking for funding. It seems to me, Gabby, you're not sure how much funding you're seeking. It's difficult for the council to give you, or anybody to give you, money if you don't know how much you need.
Well, that is true. The reason why I don't know is because the statue was paid for and transported to Britain by Roscosmos. What costs are involved depends upon who will be paying for them, and it's not necessarily the case that there would be one organisation. Indeed, the British Council, who are currently the curators of this statue, it's outside their offices around the corner from Trafalgar Square, where it's located, it might be that they will pay for the removal from their side. So it's a little bit unknown, but it's certainly the case that the statue itself is something that's already been paid for.
So you and your fellow campaigner looking for funding, and you're sort of saying, well, it might be this person and it might be that one. Are you actually actively in the process of trying to raise a bit of cash?
Not at this point, because at the stage where we're at, I want to make sure that we have a proposal from Manchester, which is backed by somebody who's or an organisation, an institution, or indeed a business. And, you know, there is a very large Russian community here in the Northwest. Indeed, a lot of them have signed this a petition. And as you mentioned, Professor Andrei Geim, he also has Russian connections. And indeed, Sir Patrick Moore and a guy who's been to the moon, Al Warden, who's also signed this petition. So there's a lot of support in this area. What we need now is sort of a supporter and a sponsor to help this process through.
Okay, well, best of luck finding one. We've spoken to the City Council and they have said that they welcome the idea of the statue and they're very supportive of it, but it isn't and has never been something that the council could fund. So good luck to Kabir Singh and the rest of his campaigners in finding funding for the movement of this statue from London to possibly bring it to Manchester. It sounds like the City Council say that if you can find the cash and get it here, they'll very happily welcome it, but they're not prepared to put up the money themselves.